This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you are with that Odyssey app. And you can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, October 30th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
What's up? Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Hey, got my new Metropolitan Moving and Storage water.
Very nice. Excellent. Nice.
They have their own branded water.
I know they're a fantastic moving and storage company.
Nice.
DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
It's a nice promo item. All right. Slap your logo on a bottle of water. Very good.
All right.
So thank you to my guy Justin and John over there.
Starting
They're
to get
fantastic.
I've
How
always
you boys?
Goofed on like bottled water a little bit. You know, it's like, you know, it's bottled water. How great could it be? And you always hear stories like, oh, it's from the Anacostia, and they just clean. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But then you start hearing about all the stuff that's in our natural, that's in our water. You know, the fluoride that they're now saying is not good for you and everything. Now I feel bad for drinking that water all those years.
I thought you were a Fiji guy.
I like me some Fiji. If I now it's pricey, but if I mean, especially
I've had it.
If I can get it like with my like an MGM comp over at MGM National Harbor, I'll always get a Fiji.
That's I don't even know the too. Type.
So I'm good.
I'm a Costco slash Target water
guy. You're a Costco guy. Yeah, you're one of those guys. Yeah,
I
like me some bottled water. I don't hate it.
Yeah, I mean, I drink some, but I also haven't hesitated to just kind of pour some out of my thing. Yeah. But now I think I need to go all filter all the time. I think I'm about 25 years late to
Is it nubby that I always will grab extra waters when I'm at Norbeck? Because I just feel like, well, I'm paying for these waters, so I might as well like put.
What do? You stuff them in your bag?
Like two in my bag, like my tennis bag if I'm leaving.
No, I mean, I always grab
I don't think that's outrageous.
I think most people do that.
Yeah, just grab one for like the my long drive home, and then I, you know, one for later.
I go to some other clubs that are, you know, a little more expensive, a little bougier, and they don't have like water bottles out there, and I get so tilted. They have like the little Dixie cups.
Well, that,
and you
got
to
yeah,
go to the cooler.
You should have both.
Snubs.
You should have both of those items. You should have the
Nubs.
Cooler
Nubs.
Right next to the court, and then you should have a cooler separate near the tennis complex where you grab your waters.
Right.
They should have
all.
Coolers on the
Country
course.
Club problems.
They definitely should.
I'm just pointing something out that I've grown.
This is not 1982.
Big fear. I saw a video where a snake was in one of the coolers.
Nah.
In the little container, the box thing?
Yeah, like in the box.
Yeah.
And then it poked its head around.
Oh, right, as you're getting your hand.
As you're getting it. So I got a knock every time.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it was. It tilted me so much.
Yeah.
I played golf with my buddy Eric and his son last weekend. They're members over at Lakewood Country Club.
Uh-huh.
And we played. He wanted to get out with his son. They had some sort of event at Lakewood. And he was like, hey, are you and your buddy playing? And we set up a round at a public course. And I told his son when they were on the range hitting off kind of the dirty mats, and it wasn't that pretty. And I've been over to Lakewood a bunch of times, which is has a really kind of amazing practice setup. I was like, I know this isn't going to register with you. I was like, but this is why you got to study hard and work hard in life because you don't want to be stuck playing in these
you're just gonna be at
facilities.
You're going to be at the dirt track unis hitting off old mats like a loser.
He kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? I was like, take it from me.
I mean,
work hard, study hard so you can make a lot of money and you can be like your dad and be a country clubber.
We grew up hitting at Walt Potter's driving range.
Yeah.
Now, nobody knows what I'm talking about, but it was an old rundown driving range near where we lived. So anything is an upgrade over that at this point.
Worst balls in golf.
Oh, yeah.
The water conversation made me think of on Tuesday night, I'm scrambling to get to soccer practice and telling Isabella, do you got your soccer bag? Do you get everything? Do you get your water bottle?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she said, she did not have her water bottle. So I grabbed a water bottle. I put some ice in it and I went to the tap and she's like, you're going to put tap water in it?
I agree. I'm team Isabella here.
Are you kidding me?
If I go to the trouble to put ice in a cup, I'm not going to put just Nubs tap water in there. I'm going to get the filtered water from the refrigerator.
Yeah. I'm putting it in a Gatorade bottle.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You're still ingesting
it. You know what? You're non-discerning. You're a non-discerning water consumer.
We grew up using our tap.
Yeah,
and we're
that's
fine.
True. But at some point, you evolve and you realize that the water coming out of the fridge or out of a filter is just better.
It is better.
I mean, I can't prove that like scientifically, but it's just better.
Well, I think they've proven scientifically that fluoride's bad for you. The fluoride in the water is bad for you.
Probably helps your teeth.
No, I don't even know if it does.
I thought fluoride was silly.
I always heard it was. I
mean, do your research.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think even the FDA and everybody said, yeah, we probably botched it on that one.
So the next time I go to the dentist, which I'm overdue for, like if they say fluoride,
I say no.
I should give them the Dikembe. Keep the fluoride away.
I think the fluoride ain't great.
Then you'll have your teeth falling out like this guy.
I'm going to trust the dentist.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to trust the professional.
The dentist or Eric Bickle?
I'm going to trust the dentist.
Yeah, where are you getting that?
Eric Bickle, DDS.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys do you.
You ever seen British people's teeth? They don't
have
fluoride.
Yeah, I have
seen
them.
They do zero fluoride.
Right.
And they're all banged up.
Yeah.
Rotten.
You just do your research. You do whatever you want.
I trust the dentist to do the research.
Yeah. Well, I already see what your dentist is still giving you. You haven't been there in a decade.
JP's been is the one that hasn't been there in a decade.
You got 10 teeth falling out. I'm gonna trust you.
Yeah.
I actually thought of EB yesterday because I saw this story, and it's in Great Britain. But the headline made me look at it, and the headline is, who stole 24 tons of cheddar? Sophisticated cheese heist sparks police hunt.
What are they going to do with it?
Chief suspect Eric Bickle.
I mean, I'd love to have it. Only if it was extra sharp, though. Yeah. I can't have just like
they say 950 wheels of award-winning artisanal cheddars were stolen. How much do you think that's worth?
A big cheese heist? I've never heard of such a thing.
I don't know.
How much?
950 wheels
that's
of
worth,
award-winning
are
cheddar.
Are we talking about euros
how big
here
is the
or
wheel?
American dollars?
It's in American dollars here.
I'm going to say it's worth $125,000.
$389,000 worth of cheese.
I lowballed it. I wouldn't pay 5 cents for it.
I can tell you're
so constipated.
you're so bound up.
Yeah.
So I guess they're trying to figure it out because I'm assuming that it was stolen off of a truck, and they said that they want people to be on the lookout for cheap cheese. So somebody stole the cheese.
They got black market cheese
then starts
now.
Selling it and distributing it to other cheese stores.
It seems like a hard way to make your money. Why don't you just steal cash or diamonds or something with more value?
It's also a little harder to do, I think, probably. I don't know. I know this, just speaking of golf, we were at the club a couple weeks ago. They had a pasta night, and it was the first time I've ever seen a Parmesan wheel.
Oh, those are silly.
I've seen them at grocery stores before.
We have like the hot fettuccine, and they put it in there, and they stir it around.
They stir up the noodles in the Parmesan wheel, and then you could either put the Alfredo sauce or even a red tomato sauce.
Ah, very good.
And then you put in all your proteins.
Yeah,
but I was just kind of stunned at the cheese wheel. I'd never really seen that before.
You know, Drab hates that.
Why?
He hates tableside like service.
Uh-huh.
It's one of his pet peeves.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're not a fan? Like,
I don't need a show at the table.
So don't make a fajita what you're saying.
If that's what Valdez is talking about,
yeah.
Prep the food in the back. Don't come out with your banana Foster's on fire or salting the steak. Or making guac in front of me. Do it in the back. I don't want to have to applaud you and do all
so
that.
So you don't. Have you ever been to a Korean barbecue spot?
Fajita.
Have you ever been to one?
No, but
you kind of eat.
He would never. He would never.
You kind of know what you're getting into there a little bit.
Yeah, or like a fondue place.
Same with
fondue.
Hibachi.
Well, you know what I mean.
Team never fondue over here.
Melted cheese. No. He hates melted cheese.
I'm cool with most melted cheese, but if you just give me a big vat of it, like, oh, here's a melted Swiss, dip your bread in it. No thanks.
I mean,
I'll never go to the melting pot restaurant. Yeah. Never, ever, ever. It'll never happen.
I actually like those experiences.
Oh, I've been in 20 years.
Now, I'm kind of with you when you go to, like, an Asian spot and the chef, you know, you go to the sushi spot or whatever, and he's throwing a shrimp in your hand.
You like that?
I mean, love that.
I don't need that in your mouth.
Drab was ranting about it yesterday.
I mean, who doesn't see an onion volcano, Drab?
Yeah.
I'm kind of into an onion volcano.
It's all a gimmick. Just make the food in the back and drop it off and get the hell out of my
face. Well, they also charge you an extra freaking $30 per person just to see the show.
Well, it's part of the experience.
Yeah. It's not worth the money. I'm with you, Drab. Not worth the money.
We saw Drab going at Valdez on Twitter yesterday about Anthony Richardson.
Okay.
Valdez, did you think you plant your flag on Anthony Richardson?
I did. That was my guy.
I might have been right behind you waving a flag, too.
I have still a lot of time left.
I have a weakness for dual-threat quarterbacks.
You know,
look at my Trey Lance
You know
what
it is? You need the right situation. He didn't have the right situation.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a video I watched, though, yesterday. Now, when you're completing 44% of your passes, I think it's a hard argument to make. But there was a video that Chase Daniel put out, and he's one of those guys that breaks down the film.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed Anthony Richardson on his first 24 snaps, 7 of them were deep balls. So they take a lot of shots, which is going to lower your percentage. But he had multiple drops.
He had some guys dropping balls. Now,
multiple drops, and like when you watch the video, you're like, damn, that guy's making a damn good throw down the field. Now, it's hard when you're at 44%.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you lose the faith of the team when you tap out and say you're tired. But I think Orlovsky also tweeted out that the film is actually much better than the numbers on Anthony Richardson.
That's exactly what I concluded.
The coaching staff doesn't believe that.
Yeah, Shane Steichen's like,
I'm
going to
take the coaching staff over Dan Orlovsky 100 times out of 100. Because I see him every single
day. That game has pew, 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 pew shootout potential. Vikings and Colts Sunday night. Flacco and Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Be a lot of points scored in that game. I could see like 35 to 27 type of game.
I am an AR-15 supporter.
Yes.
But I am a Flacco supporter.
Well, of course. We know you're a Flacco guy, of course. And you're also, if you're a Flacco guy, you love what he does to the Colts receivers. Because they actually become viable when he's playing. Because he can actually throw a forward pass.
What's the record now? What's the
4-4? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you could definitely salvage a season with him. He'd go
on a run. They can make a grasp for like wild card run.
Oh, sure.
Well, had they won that game, they'd have been atop the division.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
That's true.
And especially
because they would have had the tiebreaker over Houston.
The Texans lose Stephon Diggs. That's a big blow to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's a huge blow. ACL done for the year.
Isn't it crazy? Flacco looked like he was done with his career.
I know.
And now, even though he's 39, I feel like
he could probably play
for 3-4 more years.
He's going to have a Vinny Testaverde like run.
He's been resurrected.
He's going to
play as long as he wants.
Quarterbacks can play a long time.
And I told you, he was on the Manning cast, and I found him personable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about his personality.
He still had a little of that hickey Philadelphia accent.
He's gotten much more personable.
I was going to say, because he was always kind of boring and quiet.
He grew up there, and he spent a big chunk of his career in Baltimore.
I know, I'm just saying.
Of course you're going to have a hickey.
He looked dreamy. He was very personable, but that hickey accent.
I think Valdez is right. He doesn't give an F.
He just doesn't give an F, and he'll just speak his mind.
He's not
buttoned up anymore. And now he's handsome, too. He's
he looks handsome.
He got a glow up.
He's kind of He's like Jameis Winston. Like those guys, they're at a point in their careers where when they get opportunities, they give zero F's. They just go out there and sling
the ball. I think Jason has given or Jameis has given zero F's his entire career.
I tend to agree with that. But now, like he just gets out there with Cleveland and he's just like,
Slinging it.
Cedric Tillman's down there. I'm going to throw the ball and hopefully he catches it.
All right, got to take a break. We've got Coach Spencer Carberry joining us at 7.
Yep,
they're
nice
coming off another win.
Clap up the Caps.
Win.
Coach Carberry.
What do the Caps and Commanders have in common?
6-2.
Both 6-2.
Oh, that's very good. I like that, Jason.
Both 6-2.
Also, we'll talk some NFL with Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. He'll jump on at 8:40 if you want to chime in throughout the show. You can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. When we come back, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, talk World Series and more. Don't go anywhere. It's a game show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Wednesday, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll play Junkerty for some really good prizes. We have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. That's good at Open Road, Circa, Heirloom, Salt, Trio, or El Baby. Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Great restaurants.
And we also have tickets to go see Metallica.
That's a really good... Those are both really good prizes.
So two really good prizes. I came up with a couple categories already.
Let me know if you need
play Junkerty.
You need
Don't need it. It's got two tickets, right. Two categories, all we need. So that's coming up at 9 a.m. Also, 7 a.m., Spencer Carberry, head coach of your Washington Capitals, joins us. Yesterday, we had Brian Robinson on the show. He's going to be a weekly guest every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. And a lot of positive feedback I saw on social media. People loved it. Our station actually put up a couple of clips on the 106.7 The Fan Instagram page. You can also see them on ours, Sports Junkies Radio.
You don't think he got in trouble, do you? For saying that he pretty much knew Jaden was going to play all
week. Tell him, yeah. Probably not.
I hope not. We weren't trying to get him in trouble.
No. We don't want to get him in trouble.
He backed off a little bit. He kind of knew not to talk about it.
All right, let's open up the Junkies sports page and get into what happened last night. It's one of those times of year where, like, I get home late, so I just have a bunch going on. By the time I eat dinner and sit down, I put on the TV, and there was the hockey game. There was a basketball game that I'm into because it was my guy Luka against the Timberwolves. That's Western Conference rematch. There was World Series. There's a lot going on.
It was a lot. I think kind of highlighted by game four. You know, I talked yesterday about how this has been kind of a dud World Series considering the matchup and the superstars. Yes, the games have been tight, but if this was a complete sweep, it would have been, in my opinion, a huge dud. So if the Yankees were going to get back into this, it had to be last night, obviously, and the Dodgers had to go bullpen. They started Ben Kasparius, who was a fifth-round draft pick a few years ago and made his major league debut for the Dodgers in August. So he pitched like a total of 7 innings this year. And they had to start him because that's the situation for the Dodgers. So if the Yankees were going to jump back into this, it had to be last night against Ben Kasparius. They got a run off in the second. Well, before that, Freddie Freeman, of course, who's been on fire and just hitting bombs, hit another bomb in the first, so it was 2-0.
And it's an amazing streak for him.
He's been unbelievable.
Because not just in this World Series, but if you go back to the previous World Series, he has a home run in 6 straight World Series games.
That's so clutch.
6 straight World Series games he's hit a home run.
He's been on fire. He's been incredible. But anyway, so the Dodgers had to go to Danny Hudson in the third inning, and Volpe, who's a New Yorker, Gold Glover, great defensive player, hit the grand slam, and it was 5-2 at that point. And, you know, Dodgers tried to climb back into it, but the Yankees hold on. They scored 5 runs in the eighth to kind of blow it open. The bottom of their lineup, the bottom third, Volpe, Wells, and Verdugo had 5 hits and 7 RBIs, including 2 bombs. So they pound the Dodgers 11-4.
Couldn't believe the fact that the Yankees fans were like grabbing the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove and like grabbing his arm. Like
wild, wasn't
it? It was crazy, yeah.
What are they doing?
They're crazy.
I mean, they are insane people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think Yankee fans are kind of jacked up for those guys.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Because they turned it around.
They're in the fight. They're
yes,
like
they're the only one in the stadium fighting to win.
I guess.
Let's see. Austin Capobianco and John Peter. Those were the two fans that grabbed Mookie Betts' glove.
Did they get ejected from the stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with the quickness, right? Yeah.
They went to a bar right across the street. And I don't know.
My guess is everyone bought them drinks.
Yeah.
Probably.
Vinny and Joe probably fist bumping. Yeah, get that ball out of Mookie Betts' glove.
They're Met fans.
Capobianco said after the game, he goes, "We always joke about the ball in our area. We're not going to go out of our way to attack, but if it's in our area, we're going to D up," he said.
Like they literally reached into his glove and pulled the ball out.
And the other guy was grabbing his arm.
Yeah. It was grabbing his left hand.
Yeah, I mean, Mookie Betts
or his right hand.
What the F is happening here?
Oh, Betts was so bitter.
Yeah.
Betts said after the game, it's all good. We lost 11-4. That wasn't the difference. Right. But he's It was kind of
well,
crazy.
Well, player safety. I mean,
oh, I know. It's nuts. Well,
Shohei hasn't done much in the World Series, right?
No, he was 1-for-12 going into last night. Let's see.
Well,
what
he busted his shoulder in the game too.
Yeah,
I know. On the slide,
he was 1-for-4 last night.
I did see a funny tweet that said, "Now this is before Aaron Judge's game last night, but they said he was batting 140 in the postseason, and then Lou Gehrig, when he had ALS, was batting 143 that season."
That's just brutal.
Oh, did Lou Gehrig actually play? He had it. He hadn't had it. He had an undiagnosed
ALS. I don't know. It could have been a funky
zing.
Tweet.
Zing. Yeah.
A zing.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, like, I don't know if he played while having it.
Yeah, remember Lou Gehrig retired in the middle of the season.
Yeah,
I know. But
so he batted 143 that season, and then Aaron Judge in the postseason
yeah,
was batting 140.
Yeah, it's not a good comp.
That's kind of funny.
It's a funny zing. A horrible zing, but funny.
He did get a hit last night, but, yeah, he's hitting 152. Yeah. So that's kind of funny. So tonight it's game 5, still in Yankee Stadium.
Who's on the mound?
It's going to be John Flaherty and Gerrit Cole.
I can tell you that Yankees fans are pretty dejected.
Yankees fans got their guy on the mound, so they want to send it back to LA.
Oh, boo hoo. Yankees fans are
dejected.
How many World Series titles do they have? Like 19 or 20?
Oh, it makes me so happy. Yeah. God, it makes me so happy.
Boo-hoo. I had a guy tell me yesterday, he's like, I had tickets, and what's the point? What's
God forbid, Yankees
fans are upset. I wish they got swept. They got swept.
Yeah. Well, it has been 15 years.
Wow. Yeah.
2009.
Wow.
2009.
Everyone here cries about Commanders. They got 3 of them. It's been a while.
Yeah,
but a lot longer drought for us. I mean, double.
Yeah, it's been 30 plus years.
And they've been
I spend $300 million a year on players.
They've been way more competitive than we've been.
I saw the top 10 highest paid players. They're all playing in the World Series.
Right.
You don't think payroll matters?
Of course it does.
And then I heard, I think it was Tom Verducci, might have been one of his other insiders, talking about whether Soto would move to LA.
Mm-hmm.
That would be absurd.
They said basically that they
did not think that would happen, that he'd probably stay in New York. But
I saw the Phillies are interested in Soto.
Not
Can
surprised.
You imagine?
Real Nats reunion there in Philly.
Half the roster's Nats.
Yeah.
You give the Yankees a chance. So tonight they have the better pitching matchup.
Well, I give them a chance tonight, but I don't give them a chance to win the series.
I'll put that up as the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Can the Yankees come back to win the World Series?
Okay, well, I'm going to say 100% no.
Jason loves voting. He's going to go vote.
Since it's never
right
happened
now.
Before, I mean, it's happened with the Yankees Red Sox and ALCS, but it's never happened in the World Series.
You still participate in all the internet polls? That used to be like a real thing.
I used
for
to
you.
Do that all the time.
Yeah,
now I don't do that.
I used to love it so much.
All right, so Caps last night.
Big win.
Spirited game.
Big win over the New York Rangers, 5-3.
What does that put them at now?
They're 6-2. Wow. Start the season.
Yeah.
They did this to Lavi's squad. You just take some of this, then take some of this, take some of this,
you
and then get out of our building.
You got to get the OV bobblehead out.
Oh, I've got it right here. I need to put 2 more ticks
all right,
on
let's
it
see.
Here.
Let's see who scored last
night.
What's
that give him, 4 on the season?
I think he's got 4.
Is that decent pace? It's a pretty decent pace through 8 games.
I would say so.
Yeah. Pretty sure he's at 858. At this point,
I mean, if you play 82 games, you have 41 goals. That'd be pretty amazing.
So Doubter had 1. It was an empty netter.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ovi had 2. McMichael had 1. I think he's got 4.
I think Michael's having quite the start to the season.
And is it Protas or Protas?
Protas.
I always hear Protas.
Yeah.
He also had the assist on Ovi's second goal.
Yeah, he had a couple assists. So Logan Thompson?
Logan Thompson.
He got
yep.
the win. So 5-3, and they are 6-2. They're 4-1 at home.
It's a big fight at the beginning of the game, too.
That's right. Big Mac, Dylan McElrath against Rempe. And he chopped down that big tree and gave him a cut underneath his eye.
Saw Carberry post-game talking about him setting the tone.
Yeah, that was a tone setter. Ovi is at 857 goals on his career.
Man, they played a lot of home games. They play Montreal tomorrow at home.
Yep.
So that'll be the 6th home game and 6 out of 9.
Yeah, they start the season, I think, 7 of 10 at Capital One Arena to start the season.
Yeah.
So, nice little home cooking early, you know what? Instead
take,
for them.
Right, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So if you just kind of look at the standings, and the Metro Caps have 12 points. Devils lead with 14. Rangers have 13. Yeah,
you have to look all the way at the bottom, and you'll find the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Penguins.
Just look all the way at the bottom,
yeah,
and that's where the Penguins
they're
are.
They're 3-7-1
yeah,
right now with 7 points.
You love that, don't you?
I love the Caps doing well and the Pens floundering. Yes, that's correct. That will always be the case.
That's the reason we watch.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, love when the Caps do well.
That's called Nirvana.
And the Pens struggle. That's what you hope for every single year. It's called the dream.
Well, you're getting it this year.
Yeah.
That'd but now like, you wanted like, now it's the Rangers.
That would be like every year for EB, the Commanders would be 11-12 win team, and the Cowboys win like 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
Same sort of energy.
I like that.
But you should kind of feel like that with the Rangers, too.
Oh,
especially after last year.
The Rangers, absolutely.
Especially after last year.
Yeah. Right.
All right, NBA last night, just 4 games. Nuggets beat the Nets 144-139. Mavs are now 3-1 for JP and I. They beat the T-Wolves 120-114. I guess Luka did not shoot the ball very well, but Kyrie must have. He
hit a logo 3, though, which was the dagger. It felt like a playoff game. Now I only watched the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
But it felt like a playoff game. They played each other in the Western Conference Finals. The Timberwolves, of course, made the trade where Karl Anthony Towns is now with the Knicks, and they have Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Edwards, I think, started out with 24 points in the first quarter.
Jeez.
I wanted to bring up...
So his last 3 were pretty quiet.
What Jokic is doing this season, and I guess it's just ho-hum. This is what he does all the time. He started the season averaging 31.5 points per game, 12.3 rebounds, and 9.3 assists, shooting 58% from the field. It's only 4 games, but potential 4th MVP campaign coming from Jokic.
Well, you know what? As long as the Mavs keep winning, and the Wiz play tonight, so they got the home-home with the Hawks. They went down to Atlanta and beat them. Now they've got the Hawks here tonight, 7 o'clock tip. The Hawks lay 4.5. Your total's 234.5.
I need another 15-17 out of my man Koulibaly tonight. Something in that range.
Well, that'd be nice for them.
That'd be good.
I assume he's gonna guard Trae Young again.
I would assume that would be the case
because he was guarding in Atlanta and held him to 2 for 15.
Love that.
Not bad, right? All right, NFL news. The Ravens got better, Valdez. I don't know how you feel about this trade. But the Ravens made a trade, got another receiver. They get Deontay Johnson from the Carolina Panthers.
Barely gave up anything, right?
The Ravens will send a 5th-round pick to the Panthers for Johnson. Carolina's 6th-rounder will come back to them.
So Deontay Johnson goes from NFL purgatory, playing for the Panthers, who are just playing out the string. They're going to win maybe 2 or 3 games, to contending for a Super Bowl with the Ravens. I mean, what a glow-up that is for Deontay Johnson.
They just gave him away because the Ravens are going to have one of the best records, which means their pick is at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina may have the worst record, which means they're going to have the top pick. So when you flip a 6th for the 5th, what's the difference in picks there? 4 or 5 picks?
That's EB logic, saying Sam Howell is basically a second-rounder.
Right, because he was the first pick or one of the first picks of the 3rd.
No, my
4th.
Point is that the 5th pick...
No, he was the 5th-round pick.
And the 6th-round pick are probably going to be separated by just a couple of picks.
Mm-hmm. Can
and
Deontay
that's what
Johnson
they got
play
back?
Safety? That's what I want to know.
Well,
can he
true.
Play safety?
No, right. But here, the way teams approach it is Deontay Johnson's a looming free agent. The Panthers... He's not in their future plans.
Right.
He was just picked
it's
up.
It's a dump.
So they get anything for him.
If they get any sort of draft upgrade for him, of course they're going to do it.
But receivers get hurt all the time, so I think it's still... I understand that the secondary is an issue for the Ravens because they can't stop the pass, but you know, guys get hurt all the time at a receiver, so it just adds more depth. And the guy can play. He had 30 catches, 3 touchdowns for a bad offense.
I'm a Tez Walker stan. So
well, you can enjoy his zeros on the box score.
So I would like for him to get run more than Deontay.
Well, now you got Deontay, so you're gonna have to see him. He's gonna do well for them. Anyway, we talked about Anthony Richardson. He was benched, so Flacco will go this week.
Yeah, has he said anything like, or has he been like a team guy?
I don't
guy,
think he's said
or,
much about it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's pissed, but you know, you got to play better.
And the Colts are playing in Minnesota on Sunday night. Totals 46.5. Could be some points scored in there because Flacco will, that should move the ball. Stephon Diggs out for the year.
That's
so now they've got two guys out.
Nico's out.
Nico's out.
I think he's due to come off the IR either next week or the week after.
Yep.
You think they're happy they got rid of Noah Brown?
At this point, probably not. I mean, they're just running out of bodies in that wide receiver room.
Right.
Diggs is down. Collins down. I mean, Tank Dell hasn't been the same player since getting injured and getting shot in the offseason. Like, he hasn't had the same impact. He's going to have to kind of help carry the load until Collins comes
and
back.
I think the Diggs injury was non-contact, wasn't it?
Was non-contact.
Usually ACLs are non-contact.
Yeah, that sucked. Well, it wasn't for Ayuk. That was contact. Texans will play on Thursday night in New York against the Jets. Of course, the Jets have lost five straight, and the Jets are a two-point fave, which is interesting that they're a 2-6 team playing a 6-2 team.
I saw a rumor. Was it Florio putting out there about potentially trading Rodgers?
I have not seen that.
Yeah, I think Florio did something maybe overnight or something that would the Jets trade Rodgers? Would there be a market? Who would want him? At this point, I mean, he's great. I don't know. He's past his prime, whatever. But
I don't know how many teams would be lining out there up to get Aaron Rodgers at this point.
Is there a team, like the Colts? They have Flacco, though. Is there a team sort of on the cusp
that feels like
that they really need a veteran quarterback?
I mean, you got to bring in a quarterback who doesn't really know your system. It doesn't really make sense.
He sucks. Let's be honest. He sucks. He's old.
He's washed. You can't get away from the pass rush.
I know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want him.
Yeah. Okay.
He basically says if they lose Thursday night and a team loses their starting quarterback,
And they fall to 2-7, yeah, at that point they're out of it.
Right.
And someone like a stud gets injured this weekend,
You
could be traded.
They still have Tannehill. We talked about it. Tannehill out there.
He's still out there.
Kind of surprising, man.
It's kind of weird.
At this point, I'd rather have Tannehill than Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, at least Tannehill can move.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
He can move away from the pass rush.
Yeah.
Commanders, of course, play the Giants in New York, 1:00. Current number 3.5, total 43.5. So that'll be, I don't know how you guys feel. I think Commanders win this game. Not sure how easily they'll win, but I like them to win this game. Not sure how many points, though. Of course, last time they played the Giants, it was all field goals, but they're a totally different offense now. So Commanders laying 3.5 in New York.
Coming up later in the show, we've got Coach Spencer Carberry from the red-hot Washington Capitals off to that 6-2 start. He will join us at 7 o'clock, plus Ross Tucker in the NFL at 8:40 here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Have this list in front of me about common nightmares. Here's my nightmare on weekends before we get to these, and then you can guess what's on the list.
Okay.
So I think all of us look forward to the weekends just to get a little extra sleep.
Of course.
Now, some of us are programmed that you wake up early anyway. I'm not necessarily one of those guys. So I can sleep in past 7, past 8.
Well, I wake up, but I'll just go back
to
sleep.
Just lay there, yeah.
Yeah, go back to sleep.
I don't wake up. I'll just sleep.
Yeah. Well,
my wife is one of these people.
Can you stop bragging about that, please?
It's bragging.
It's kind of bragging. Go ahead.
Whatever. My wife will hit the snooze so many times, it kills me. And she has the world's most annoying, loudest alarm, which I guess is supposed to help her get up on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this guy screaming and yelling, and it gets my blood pressure up. Like the alarm is actually
an alarm is like a
general or something barking commands.
Oh,
like, get up, get out of bed.
That would not. I would have to put an end to that. It's too alarming.
And then when
it's
I wake
jarring.
Up, then she hits it, and then it comes back on like 9 minutes later.
Oh, yeah,
like, what are you doing?
It's very annoying.
Yeah, I'm not a what are they called? Snooze guy. Are you a snooze guy?
I have used it, but only just gets me in trouble.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just dumb.
You just
sometimes
get up.
I'll do an extra 7 minutes. I'll do it once, but that's it. And I don't have this annoying alarm.
Here's how my brain is wired right now during this portion of the sports calendar, and you guys are going to goof on me, but it's fine. So waivers for fantasy football.
I knew it. I was going to say it's going to have to do with waivers.
On early Wednesday morning. They process like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm dead serious. Like my brain.
You think about that.
No. My brain wakes me up now early on Thursday mornings at like 2:30, 2:45. Because
you're thinking about it so much, and you have to grab your phone and check.
And then if I grab my phone, I look at it, I'm like, oh, like if it's before 3 a.m., I go back to sleep.
Yeah.
But if it's 3:01, I'm going to go right to my most important leagues and see if I've gotten my waiver claims.
Wow.
It's a sickness. It's burrowed
it's
itself
a real problem.
Into my feeble brain.
I'm not like that.
It happened last night. I had to wake up to see if I got the Titans defense.
Well, I'm not like that with waivers, but I'm like that with results, specifically for Sunday night or Monday night results.
Yeah.
So I know how many points I'm up on somebody, and then if that guy has someone going on the Sunday night or Monday night, I got
to
check
the
score.
I mean, this happens most every Sunday night. I try to go to bed at 9 or 9:30, maybe 10. But then I just know in the back of my brain, well, there's a Sunday night game going on. So then I'm lying down in bed, and I've got my phone like this, and I'm either sweating the box or I'm watching the game, and my brain is not shutting down. I'm getting terrible, fitful, Sunday scary sleep. And then I'm up till like 11:30 sweating the game result, which I don't have to do. I could just be a normal human being and go to sleep and then
describe
see, the,
see mask
the result
for
in
me.
The morning.
Like, does the mask doesn't cover the eyes? Like, there's
no part. It covers my cute button nose and my mouth. And then there's a hose that runs down
so it's
the
like
machine.
Bane.
It's kind of like Tom Cruise in
Top Gun. Okay.
Kind of that same sort of deal. Very sexy, just like Tom Cruise.
Got you.
Just like that.
How long do you fall asleep once you put that on? Does it help you go to sleep? Like within
like
2-3 minutes?
It does kind of soothe me because it's more white noise.
Right. And is it just,
stacked on top of the fan next to my bed.
Is it blowing hard through your mouth or nostrils or whatever?
Hard enough to keep the old ticker ticking. doing this bit. Just the constant drum beat.
Right.
Always.
So the snooze is a common nightmare, but what do you think is the most common nightmare? I guess, you know, Halloween is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
Most common nightmare, being chased by somebody, I would say is up there.
It's number two.
Okay. Falling off a cliff.
That's number one.
Number one.
Falling is terrible.
Falling is just horrible.
Horrifying.
Horrible thing.
Have you had falling dreams?
I've had it before, yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, I can't remember the last time it's happened, but I've definitely had that dream.
I don't know why, but I was thinking about those guys. I saw a video of those Red Bull Daredevils in the squirrel suits or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
I saw a video recently.
Hey, it's a Glenn Hardesty suit. Nobody gets that joke. I think it's funny.
How do those guys, in the squirrel suits, how do they stop?
I don't know. I'm sure I know.
How do they land?
I don't know.
Like,
probably
literally,
like people that
I mean, they're
land
going like
with
a million
parachute.
Miles an hour.
They must have a chute of some sort. They can't just land somewhere and stop going at that speed, right?
Flying like it, I mean,
no, they have to have a chute. That's the only explanation.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And I saw there's this video where they go, they're like between mountains or whatever.
Yeah.
And they damn near, you know, hit something.
They're nuts.
And
they're
even the other squirrel suitors who are standing there on the ground, they're like, whoa, that was close. How do they stop?
I don't know. My guess is parachute, but I don't.
They're not
really
even
know.
That high off the ground.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. Okay.
And well, once you find out, let me know.
No.
So you hit the top two.
Yeah.
Number one was falling.
What about, like,
number
being
two
shot?
Being chased.
I have that fear of being just like, you know, robbed.
What about a car wreck?
How about your 401k going to zero?
Yeah.
What about being late? Being late.
I have
being
a fear
late
of being
is
late.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one?
It's number eight.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the top 10.
Constant bad dream.
How about
always late?
I mean, like, being shot, I guess there is being attacked.
This is one for
I'd put that in there.
Forgetting to take my guy who's playing in a primetime game out of my flex spot and into a regular running back or wide receiver spot.
One second. Can I
terrifying.
Ask? Be honest.
Yes.
How often is the first thought you have when you wake up fantasy football?
First thought?
Probably every day.
Be honest, Gabe. Don't lie.
75% to 80%.
Wow,
probably.
Yeah. I have a ritual where I wake up and then I sit down to pee in the morning.
Okay,
I'm tired.
So tired.
Yeah,
and I check the scores from the night before.
Yeah,
and I check the box scores
important.
While I'm sitting down peeing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Very
nice,
girly.
Normal.
Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time.
You're just waking up,
not just in the morning. I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I sit.
Sit to pee pee.
Yeah.
Every time.
I can't recall
every
ever,
time.
Ever doing
no,
it.
It's only
no,
morning.
I'm sorry. Not every time, but
only morning
not
for
here.
Me.
But at home, I do.
Okay.
At home, you're going to sit down.
Not here because this is too dirty.
Yeah.
Probably don't want to dribble. He doesn't want to deal with the dribble cleanup.
Yeah.
Sit down. You don't have any issues.
But at home, is that common with guys in the morning? You're so tired.
I think in the morning it's common.
So I've lately been doing it. If I'm drinking, which happens a lot, and I have to get up in the middle of the night, at like 2 a.m, I might sit.
Really?
If I don't have to turn the lights on, so I don't have to grasp it hitting the toilet.
I mean, 3:30, cheeks on the porcelain.
I think the only time I've ever done that is maybe if I'm like just really sick and just feel like I can't.
Yeah. Okay, you want to turn the lights on at night? Like if you get up, say you get up at 2 a.m. for whatever reason, do you want to turn the bathroom light on? Or are you just grasping?
I mean, I don't want to, but I generally
that's what
do.
It does.
You're just grasping it by memory. No. You're gonna hit the spot. You're gonna hit the Cheerio.
Hey, sometimes in the morning like that, I'll close my eyes because I don't want light to hit my eyes.
Right. I don't turn the light on. I just grasp for the seat.
I was born in the darkness. You're Bane now.
There's no chance I could sit down for at least 5 minutes when I first wake up.
Why?
Why?
Oh, you mean because
I know why?
Because you got a flashlight in your pants.
Yeah,
you got nothing. No testosterone in your body.
Yeah,
you gotta just wake up and sit down on the potty.
Not always. So every time you wake up, you have a big flashlight.
90% of the days takes a few minutes.
That's pretty good.
Really,
really.
I feel like
it. Yeah, maybe I
sleep on my tummy.
90% is a high clip. You sleep on your tum-tum.
Yeah,
you do tummy sticks.
So do you hold on? Even if you have to go potty,
I gotta wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. Brush my teeth or something.
Yeah.
Or you do the ski jumper move. Yeah. You can always do that.
Yeah. I mean, I've done that.
It's not an idea.
Yeah, lean on the wall. You gotta
point. Like, the eagle.
hey, you rip a loud fart in that bowl. It echoes out.
Sometimes a ski jumper is an effective move.
My wife did say to me a couple weeks ago, I remember I was on the toilet, and she said, did you leave gas? I'm on the toilet.
You always want to go skiing with me?
Of course, that happens. I'm on the toilet.
You left the trailer before you left?
No, she was just sitting like she was like 20 feet away. She might have heard a sound. She goes,
"Yeah, you're farting the bowl."
She's like, "Eric, gotcha.
Are you leaving gas?" I go, "I'm on the toilet. I'm a human. I'm a human being."
Hey, that bowl's like a microphone.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry, here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.